Well, happy Wednesday, guys. Welcome to Water Cooler Wednesday. And you can see that we have the Houston Flash, also known as as Derek Long from Quest. So how are you today, sir?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Good. So you guys expecting the ice storm there as well?
Yep, of course. You know, no.
Well, the thing about you in Houston is you not only get the ice or the hurricanes, you also get the ice part of that as well.
Absolutely. Some people are kind of nervous right now about it because, I mean, the freeze that came through the other, you know, last year, that's just what's fresh on everyone's mind. We'll be okay.
Yeah, it's an open wound still. All right, dude. So we've got some questions that Gary Nye, Dr. Nye from, you talked to Gary last week as well, I think. And anyway, he's got some questions here. And Gary, I have talked to both Charles and I've left a message for Lucy. So maybe I'll call you after these two calls. So Gary, if you want to come on, we've got Derek. Let's roll.
Okay, Gary, you're unmuted.
All right. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Sure we can hear you.
Hello, and Gary, hello. We are going to have Martha on in 2 weeks on the 16th as well. So just so you know that.
Oh, great. Great.
Okay. All right. So go ahead. So you see the questions here, Derek.
Yeah, just to give a little background on it, you know, I threw this up on that Facebook group right. that we've got now to see what others' experiences were, because the first note that we bought using our IRAs, and I talked to you a little bit, Derek, last week about this, but you know, a question on using a trust versus an LLC versus splitting it like we did on our first one. One thing I found very quickly is that it increased the fees with the servicer, which I didn't realize was going to happen. And so now, because we've got two lenders involved on the same asset, they're charging me basically almost double, you know, for the servicing. And then it also prevented me from being able to have their forced placed insurance monitoring program. And so now everything's been thrown into my lap as far as notifying the borrower with the required notifications and things like that. Whereas if I had a single entity, they would have had me in their monitoring program and they would have taken care of all that for me. So it certainly seems like LLC or a trust is the better way to go. But you know, different things that have come up. I was listening to a video that Jeff Watson, or actually I think it was an interview that Quest had put up with Jeff Watson. And he mentioned that you can only fund an LLC one time out of the entities that are in it. And that just didn't make sense. But so anyhow, there's a lot of things there that maybe you can
address. There's a lot of things there. So,
well, right, so it may be a part one and a part two is what you're saying, Derek. But let me let you jump into it.
Yeah. So we're going to start off with just the difference between the IRA buying the notes directly and the IRA setting up an entity. All right, I don't care if you call it an LLC, a trust, whatever it is, all right? The IRA buying the note directly, you have a lot of pros to it. The first pro, honestly, is your custodian stays involved. The reason this is important is when your custodian stays involved, they take on the audit risk, all right? They're the ones the IRS is looking at. But because of this, they're charging you fees, all right? So this is the biggest con to it. Now, reverse that. The second option, my IRA can set up an LLC. My IRA can set up a trust. Now, in this specific case, though, the IRS, they're not that dumb. They know that the custodian's not the one holding the note. They know the LLC or the trust is. So honestly, they bypass us. They look at your stuff more often. Now, what's great about this, though, is you do get to avoid the fees. So which one's better or worse? It's just different. One option, sure, you got to pay some fees. The other option, you don't have to pay any fees. Right. But you got to figure out what is it up to you. How often are you doing notes? If you're doing one, two notes a year, man, I say use the custodian. The fee shouldn't be making or breaking you. If you're doing 5, 10, 15, normally that LLC method works better. All that being said, let's get to the second part where once my IRA establishes the entity, right, and I put all my money in it, but the new year rolls around, so I make a new contribution to my IRA. Can I then take that contribution and send it to the LLC? I don't know. And here's what's weird about this is I did a panel just 2 weeks ago with Jeff Watson and John Heyer, or just last week with Jeff Watson and John Heyer, and I was replacing Quincy on it. And both John Heyer and Jeff Watson gave different answers. Both of them are IRA attorneys. So I always tell people when you hear that, understand that what you're doing is you're getting an attorney's point of view. And attorneys are always, always going to be on the conservative side. So according to Jeff Watson, Jeff Watson will always tell you, hey, look, if you want to refund that LLC, really you have to dissolve it. John Heyer says you can fund it, but if you have multiple IRAs in there, they all the percentages have to go up evenly, which could be difficult because each of them might be making a different contribution level. So understand what you're really looking for there is which one's right or wrong. Yeah, neither of them, once again. You know, so I think that's the problem that people run into is they're looking for like, what is the right answer? Guys, we're investors. There's never a right answer. You know, it really comes down to you. Does that help?
Let me ask you a question, Derek. Mm-hmm. The way Gary funded this particular transaction is he had his wife's IRA and then his IRA funded it. You know, they put the funds together and they bought the note. Was how could he have done that differently, or you know, and still would have been able to invest out of both IRAs? What does that look like?
So, this is where I once again it's going to come back to how many notes are you guys looking at doing a year? Yeah. So, Gary, if you're looking at doing multiple notes, I think it. Typically, it's going to make more sense to have your IRA and your wife's IRA establish that entity, establish that LLC, establish that trust, because that's what Quest will call your investment. This will save your fees, and now the entity can go out and do more deals. Does that help, Joe? Is that what you're asking?
I think so. Gary, is that what you're asking?
Well, can I clarify on the fees? The fees I was talking about weren't the custodian fees, so it's not Quest fees. It's FCI, what they're charging me for servicing the notes. So the servicing is doubled because I've got two lenders involved. Whereas if it was an LLC or a trust, they would only be charging me for one entity or one lender instead of two lenders.
So you see what he's saying. So FCI is... They're saying, okay, it's Gary's IRA and it's in his wife's IRA. So now there's two lenders. So there's two servicing fees.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So
set it up in an LLC or a trust, put the money in there together, and then it would have been one lender versus two.
Correct. So.
And I would have qualified for their monitoring program, which I don't with multiple lenders. So, you know, the notification requirements fall into my lap then as a result of that. So, you know, and that's what I thought I was paying servicing fees for, was to have them take care of all of those details and me not have to, but I'm having to do that now.
One option you could have is you could do what we call an asset conversion. If you want to establish the LLC or trust now, we then could move that note into that LLC if that would save you on the people that are servicing the note. If they would be willing to accept, like, hey, look, we're changing the note.
Yeah, I think that would be an acceptable thing. And if I end up forming a trust or an LLC, I would certainly do that. I would have that asset fund as part of the funding process for the LLC or the trust.
I think that would work. I don't see anything wrong with that. Okay. So. It's a good question, Gary. That's a long one, too. For those of you guys listening, that's a... We could spend all day on that question.
Deep and wide, right? Deep and wide, there's a fountain flowing, right?
Right. And, you know, another part of it is, you know, we've got our son's IRAs, our son's educational and Ross in there as well. And both of those have, or all of those, all four of them have lower dollar amounts. And they're not going to be able to invest in much in the way of notes if we don't pool some assets as well. So that would allow us to pool, resources there to buy, you know, additional notes. So, anyhow, that's how I got my big question.
Was my dad did that to me? That's how I started. Was he would just partner me and on his big notes, and I was just a little portion of it. So I always liked that.
So Derek, for everybody else here, so what you said was multi-layered there. So I want to get some clarity. So what I heard was, so if, like with Gary, so, and let's just say Gary's got 50 and his wife's got 50 and the two boys have $5,000 each and they're four different IRAs and they want to buy, so they can, how do they do that again? So doing it with having one lender, they're going to have the IRAs loan money. Are you going to form a trust and loan or a LLC? Gary, if you're clear on that, then I'm good. But if anybody else have questions, then I'd like to know that.
I like the way you asked it, Joe, because I always tell people what happens is your IRA, your kid's IRA, your spouse's IRA, these are individual entities. And a lot of you guys don't realize that. Your IRA has its own name, its own address, its own signature, its own level of asset protection. So if I'm going to use my IRA and my wife's IRA, these are two different individuals. These two IRAs are coming together to create an LLC, create a trust. We're used to doing this ourselves, right? If me and Joe want to set up an LLC, it'll be Joe on there and me on there, right? Well, instead of that, it'll be my IRA and Joe's IRA. Now the LLC can be created. It has these new members and they're being the IRAs. The LLC goes, has its own bank account, and the investment that the IRAs made was from the cash into the LLC. Now notice that LLC or trust, whatever it is you guys choose to use, is actually what's going out and doing the real investing, you know, the notes, right? Whether it's wholesaling, buying the non-performing or the performing, sometimes just lending and creating them yourself, doesn't matter, but the LLC is actually doing the investment.
Good point. And so, we have any questions on the board about that, Derek? Are you looking? No. Wow. I'm surprised.
Yeah. That's a good topic, though. Like, I can talk all day long because there's even more to it. And a lot of it comes down then also like who's going to be the manager or the trustee. And we can dive into that if you want, you know.
Well, but so we've got to keep it
for people.
Right. We've got about 7 or 8 minutes. So if we set it up with an LLC, then we would have to have a manager, right? Correct. Of the LLC, we would pick our manager. And if we did it with a trust, we'd have to have a trustee.
Correct.
Correct. Correct.
Yep.
So the question is, and I know it all depends, and you know what I'm going to say, right?
Yep.
Which would you do? Would you do the LLC or would you do the trust? I would think Watson would say a trust.
So this is funny. I tell people before you make that decision, I want you to figure out what state you're buying notes in.
Okay.
Right. Because Watson deals in Ohio and Texas, trust are so popular.
Yeah.
Go up to Michigan. You know, Detroit doesn't even recognize a trust as an entity.
Really?
Go to Vegas. If you're buying notes in Vegas, can't use a trust, period. So when people ask me this question, first off, I want to know where is it you're buying your notes? Because you want to probably have an attorney in the local area, right, to help you out, right? If you're like, hey, Derek, I'm buying notes everywhere, right? I'm going from California to New York to Florida to Washington, Texas, everywhere. Yeah. LLCs are more popular looked at, right? As far as like, hey, look, we know it's an LLC. We know it's a limited liability corporation. So a lot of counties don't have rules and regulations that prevent them from purchasing assets, right? Whereas a lot of counties out there will have things that prevent trust from purchasing assets. Now, this really comes from old rules and regulations that happened in the early 90s mm-hmm. that truly don't even apply anymore today, but states don't update their codes of conduct.
Right. So let me ask you this. So, you know, you've got other entities. You've got a subchapter S corporation. You've got a C corporation. The trust, is that beneficial over the S or the C?
Well, an IRA cannot create an S corporation. An S corporation has always have to be set up physically by an individual, an actual human being. All right. An IRA can create a C corporation. However, you may lose a lot of the tax benefits you get from the IRA. So normally we only see people do C corporations when they're trying to truly run a business. I see this a lot with people that sell medical equipment, believe it or not. So.
Well, and the interesting thing is that a subchapter S corporation and an LLC are both pass through taxation. Yep. So they're almost the same thing, right? It's just, yeah.
No clue why. I mean,
Yeah, right. But see, that goes back to the other. So, you know, back to those rules. Because I remember when people first started using LLCs, at that point, they really were, there was no case law. If one went, you know, you had to unwind one, right?
Yeah.
So, yeah. Okay. Gary, what else, man?
Yeah, I think that helps a lot. I appreciate it, Derek. You know, I'll be real interested. You said on the 16th, Martha's planning on being on. I'd love to hear perspective from someone who's using the entities, you know, and purchasing the notes, and see what kind of comments she'll have about it as well.
Right. And I got the, so Eddie answered you that last night that I would have her on today, but Wednesdays are typically Martha's grandma days. So she's watching the boys.
Yeah.
And Wayne didn't know this. I knew this because he said, oh, we'll have Martha on today. And I'm like,
nope.
No. I give Martha 2 or 3 weeks of notice or she doesn't do anything. It's like Ryan Parson. You don't, you know, same thing with Ryan. So anyway, so we're going to, and that'll be the first, so 2 weeks, the 16th will be the first week we'll be on. We're moving this, Derek, to noon central starting on Wednesday the 16th. So we're moving some things around. So yeah, so thank you. You know, it's any other questions or anything on the question board, because we've got about 3 minutes we can use here. Oh my God. Okay.
Question board blew up all of a sudden.
Watching that.
I can see the question board if you guys want
to. Oh, okay. So Patrick says, does everyone own the same ownership percentage, or is it based on the dollars invested by each? Good question.
Yep. Based by the dollar. All right. So if it's $100,000 and one account puts in 90 and the other account puts in 10, it's 90-10. That means all profit when it was returned is split 90-10.
Got it.
This
Gus,
is why
our Canadian
time makes it difficult.
Right. It makes it what? Say that again.
Makes it difficult if you wanted to fund it a second time.
Got it. And then Gus, you've talked to Gus several months ago. I remember our Canadian.
Gus is
Canadian here, still trying to get firm answers for investing in notes via the Canadian system, the RRSP and the TTSA or TFSA, right? Those. And yeah. Any updates on that, Derek?
I don't. So unfortunately, I don't study it very often. You know, right. I know very little about it, mainly just because, you know, it doesn't affect me. So I'm sorry, man.
Right. And then Patrick said percentage ownership. Okay, I think we got Patrick's question there. Gloria says, what are the tax reporting requirements for a multi-member LLC where the members are IRAs?
So there isn't any, which is nice. Zero.
Very good. That was an easy question. Augustine says Augie says my IRA is in my pension personal name in Colorado. Is that a problem? If so, I have a trust in an LLC. Which one should I put it in?
So you can't put it in your current trust or LLC. All right. Those are already established and you establish them. You are taxable. So when you set that LLC, when you set that trust up, those profits are taxable. The IRA needs to set up an LLC or a trust. All right. So the IRA, remember, is its own entity. It has its own tax bracket. So you couldn't use those. It shouldn't be a problem to use that those funds from the pension to move it into the IRA to have it establish something. It shouldn't be. You can always email me.
That's what I was going to say. Augie, take Derek's information and he would be happy. Wherever you have your IRA, he'll be happy. I'm just offering that out there for you, Derek.
Yep.
So give him your IRA, give him your info, Derek.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. Yeah. So email me. It's just IRA specialist with an S at the end. So IRA specialist at questtrust.com. Say you're from Note School and I'll be the one to grab it. Everyone spells my name wrong, so that's why I just say use that one.
Right. Well, I said it's Derek-Long.
Derek.Long.
Yeah, but here's the thing. Yeah, the spelling. But I always say when I give people that, I say, but the dash is silent.
I just updated my name to my actual email address if you guys want it.
There you go. Just remember, he has two E's in his name, so...
So it's really weird.
Yeah, and a C in there instead of just D-R-E-K or whatever. I don't know. Okay, Derek, thanks so much. We got to run to our NPL call. So, man, thank you. And I know Gary thanks you and everybody on here. So we will see you soon. We'll have just so you know, our next three-day class will be, just so you, I won't forget to text you. Well, shoot, I'm looking for my calendar. There it is. It's 18, 19, and 20th. So we'll need you on the 19th.
Got it.
Thank you, buddy. See you guys.